A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise! You'll notice pretty fast that there's only one voice today, and that's because it's just me. Maxwell is on vacation. He went to California for a couple weeks to spend time with his family on Thanksgiving, and he's also going to go see the some kind of football game. I don't pay attention to the sports. I want to say it's like the 49ers versus the Seahawks or something. I don't pay attention to that, but you paid a lot of money for those tickets, so I guess it's a pretty good game, pretty important game in the football situation. But I don't keep up with that stuff. Anyways, so Max is on vacation, so you're gonna get a couple doses of solos. So here we go into episode 29 of What the Hell is Nathan Prell. Let's start it off with the first segment. Now, usually we do the, you know, what I'm listening to, what I'm watching. Y'all know, I don't do anything different. I live the same life every single day. So this week I'm going to replace that segment with a new segment I'm introducing, which is Nathan finally gets around to watching classic movies. Now, I'm pretty up on things that are happening now, but there was a period of time in my, like, middle school, high school years where I just didn't care about anything. Like, I was basically in my own little world and did not pay attention to the things around me. So I got, I missed quite a few, you know, pretty good shows and movies and things. And I've noticed that that's a trend throughout my entire life, because there are just tons of movies that I've never seen that people are like, how have you never seen these movies? So one of those movies that I just recently saw because they were showing it in theaters, I guess is because they were showing classic movies in theaters. So I recently saw the, I think, what is it, 1954 movie, White Christmas. It's, I couldn't tell you who's in it. Here, let me look it up real fast, and I could tell you. I really should have prepared. I knew I was talking about this. Look, I have a list. I've actually prepared somewhat for this episode, guys. I have a list of things that I want to say so I don't get too sidetracked. I never have facts. I never have facts and information and statistics going on. I don't know why. I've never been much of a fact person anyway, which is why I'm not good at arguments, because I don't have anything to back myself up on anything. 1954, White Christmas. Bing Crosby, Danny Kane, Rosemary Clooney, you know, some of the big stars from back then. And it was a really good movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a musical. And now I believe I've told you guys, I am one for musicals. I do enjoy them. And, you know, some of the songs that were in it, you know, I've heard the songs. Like, obviously White Christmas, because there's a million, you know, variations of that song. But, like, that the Army song that they sing in there, I know that song. Well, I mean, I don't know it, but I've heard it before, you know. And, I don't know. I don't know how I've never seen this. Apparently, this is a pretty big Christmas movie that everybody's seen, and sometimes, you know, a lot of people watch it every Christmas with their family or something. Never seen it. I don't think I've ever heard of it before this week. But it's really good. I liked all the songs in it. And let's see. I was wondering about this. Now that I'm on IMDb, I guess I should actually look this up. Oh, I guess I was wrong on that. Anyway. What? The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Isn't that, aren't they like... Okay, that was really weird. So, for some reason, my phone decided to stop recording while I continued to talk for at least 6 minutes. Didn't notice that it had stopped recording. So, let's backtrack. Now it's going to be even faster than when I said it the first time. Okay. So we were talking about White Christmas. I looked it up. I said who was in it. I was looking up one of the actors. I saw that he played Walter Mitty in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty in 1947, which is a new movie that they're coming out with. And I was saying I'm not really a fan of remakes, but I mean, I haven't seen a lot of classic movies, so most of the time I don't realize they're remakes until after I've already seen them. But so then I have to go back and watch the classic, and then I usually like the classic movie better. But so I think that's weird. That's kind of a weird thing that I just recently saw that, and then they're remaking a movie that guy's been in. But that's just a coincidence that has nothing to do with anything. I mean, really, I mean, if I was trying to connect things in the world and, like, say, oh, look, things happen for a reason, this is a poor point, because that's just entire coincidence. That's got nothing to do with anything. Anyhoozle. Then I was saying that when I poop, playing some solitaire. Started playing solitaire. I don't remember if we talked about this before. I don't remember if this was my games you play when you poop last time, or if last time I did still say Minesweeper, because that's usually what I always play. But now I'm playing solitaire. And because that's a classic game, and who doesn't like solitaire? But man, that game is a bitch sometimes, you know, because they give you sometimes they deal you out cards that you can't do nothing with those cards. They just suck. They're stupid cards, and like, no matter what you do, you're freaking into a corner, and you just got to give up, which I don't like giving up. But with solitaire, I'm like, screw it, I don't care about this nonsense. Man, okay, so now I've totally, like, I'm a little bit bummed that it stopped recording, because I definitely went on for at least another 3 minutes about those two things. Well, anyway, so we'll go into the next thing. So the topic of this episode is just basically to go through my list of things that I have, because I started making a list of things, so I have a more organized thing to go into the podcast with. Because usually I have like a loose topic, but then this time I was like, here are some things to talk about on the podcast if there's a lull, or if we need a topic or something. So now I know I've been talking about Revolver a lot, but I got 2 points on here that are a little bit about it, so we'll just get over with it right now. So, shit, I got a text message, and then I got sidetracked. Son of a bitch, where was I? So I got 2 points that kind of have to do with Revolver. So anyway, Revolver is a country bar. I may not have made that very clear in previous times talking about it. So we do line dances and two-stepping, which is a variation on like a kind of a waltz kind of movement. Anyway, I do wear a cowboy hat sometimes. Jeff didn't realize that it was a country thing, and so he was confused about the cowboy hat. Anywho's, so we have this theory because we've noticed a trend that a lot of the really good dancers there usually wear blue plaid shirts. So, you know, we've always, every time we go there, we're like, oh, blue plaid, amazing dancer. I've never seen someone wear blue plaid and not be an amazing dancer until I wore blue plaid. I'm not an amazing dancer. I thought maybe it works like cartoon superheroes. The power is in the suit, you know. If I wear the blue plaid, I will then be a very skilled dancer. Didn't work at all like that. It did not enhance my skill level. I did look damn good. Just in general, I looked damn good. But did not improve the skill of my dancing. So, gonna retire the blue plaid shirt until I'm actually, you know, skilled enough to really wear it and represent it, because I don't want to ruin the name of the blue plaid shirt. So far I'm the only person who has soured the blue plaid situation, and I don't want that to be my reputation. I don't want people to say, oh, look, there's the guy who wear blue plaid, and he's not good at dancing. And also, he's bad at grammar because of that sentence he just said. So I don't want to be that guy. Anywho's, next thing that has to do with Revolver, then we'll get on to other things that have nothing to do with it. A couple times ago, Kayla had too many jello shots, got a little drunk, went to the bathroom with my sister. She offered her a mint. She was like, no, thanks, I don't really want a mint. Anyway, takes a mint, a loose single mint, out of her bra, and then eats that mint. Now, she has offered me mints before, and she took a box of Altoids out of her boot. Okay, now that's understandable. Loose mints just floating around in there? Just floating around in your bra? What's the situation with that? Why are you doing that? You're gonna get mint, you know, dust all over you. Like, or then your mint's just gonna be covered in sweat. Then your mouth is gonna smell like sweat. I just don't understand that whole phenomenon. I just don't understand that whole thing of girls holding things in their bras. You're gonna get sweat all over, especially if you're out there dancing. You get pretty sweaty out there. It gets hot. You're gonna get sweat all over your items, and they're gonna get sticky and gross. They're probably gonna smell weird. Who wants that? Just buy pants with pockets, you know. In this last week at work, each of the girls that works for me has ripped their pants and had to leave to go change their pants. Just buy bigger pants. You know what you do for work. You know you're moving around a lot, you know, bending over to pick things up, maybe walking. I've ripped a lot of articles of clothing because there's pallets of wood that just have pieces sticking out. You get caught on that, something's going to rip. Just wear a little bit looser pants when you go to work. Buy your tight, sexy pants for your normal life, but then have, you know, practical pants for work. Basically every girl I've ever worked with has had this problem where at least one time they've ripped their pants just out of nowhere. They don't get caught on anything. Their pants just rip. get better pants. You're going to spend, you're spending a lot of money on those nice pants anyway. Just go to Kohl's or Target, buy some cheap pants, a little bit looser. Okay, who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress at work? Shouldn't be trying to impress anybody, okay? You don't need to look good at work. You need to work hard at work. You know? Dress practical. That goes for everybody. You know? There were a couple guys way too tight of pants. And don't get me wrong. I have some pants that are a little tighter than they probably should be, but they do make my butt look pretty good, and that's the only time my butt does look good, is in slightly tighter than they should be pants, because I don't have much of a butt, but when it's, you know, when it's out there being shown, it looks pretty good, okay? But I'm not going to wear tight pants to work because I'm moving around, okay? My legs bending all day bending legs. Just wear practical pants. That's Nathan's advice for the week. Wear practical pants. It's a new segment. Going to add to the board. I dropped my marker. It's going to take too long to find it, and I don't really want to have to edit anything out, so I'll write that later. Somebody remind me. Okay, next thing. Boom, boom, bam. See how we're flying through here? Thanksgiving. How did everyone's Thanksgiving go? Pretty good? I had a pretty good one. I had two Thanksgivings. On Thanksgiving, because my parents worked, me and my sister went over to Chris and Aubrey's house. Aubrey's family came over. Some of her old friends came over. It was nice. We had turkey and ham. Okay? Turkey and ham. And it was delicious. And it was just a good time all around. Then we had Friendsgiving. Now, I don't know if I've ever explained that our friend group, we have a lot of holidays. A lot of them are at the end of the year. But, like, for a lot of holidays, we also have a side friend holiday to go along with it. Because, you know, you want to spend time with your family, and then you want to spend time with your friends. So, like, we have Thanksgiving with our families, and then we have Friendsgiving, which is usually desserts. We go to someone's house. Everyone brings some desserts or something, maybe some wine. And we just hang out, play some games. We do our Secret Santa drawing, because to make it easier so everybody doesn't have to buy gifts for all of the friends, especially since some of us don't know the rest, you know, some of us don't know all of them that well, you know. I'm definitely closer with some of my friends than other ones. But, so to make it a little bit easier, we do a little bit of a Secret Santa situation. We draw names and stuff. So that's what we do at Friendsgiving. And then Christmas, we have, you know, there's obviously Christmas on Christmas Day with your families. And then, and we'll have Friends Christmas, which is usually like a couple days before or something, or maybe, you know, that night, Christmas night. And then, we just have a lot of friend holidays. We usually celebrate, we celebrate each other's half birthdays and birthdays, and birthday celebrations usually last like a full week, which I got gypped because one of my other friends has the same birthday as me. She's exactly 1 year older, and this year may be a little bit different because she got in a relationship. She's kind of faded out of the usual friend group. So she's not as integral of a part of the friend group now. So maybe I'll actually get a full week to myself for my birthday. But we do like half birthdays, and then we just have just lots of celebrations throughout the year. Anywho's, so Thanksgiving, it was fun. We had Thanksgiving at Chris and Aubrey's, and then we had Friendsgiving at Chris and Aubrey's same day. And then we had our family Thanksgiving on Saturday, which Chris Aubrey and Jeff Mockby also came to that. So it was basically the same Thanksgiving twice. But it was really good. I really like Thanksgiving. It's not on my top list of holidays, because I mean basically you just eat. That's it. It's never been a big thing for me. Like, I mean, when we were younger, and when we lived in California, we were close to a bunch of family. Yeah, we had bigger Thanksgivings and it was a little bit more meaningful. But since we moved to Arizona and after that, it's always really just been, you know, like the four of us. Maybe my sister Tabitha and her family will come out. Now that she lives in the neighborhood next to us, she goes to all of, they come over to Thanksgiving every year. But it's just, it's not that big of a deal to me. I love the food. Love turkey, of course, mashed potatoes and gravy. Those candied yams. Didn't like yams as a child. But now I've really grown to enjoy them. And they're definitely on my top five of favorite Thanksgiving foods. But, you know, I'm not really... You know, the end of the year is a little bit... the holidays, they just don't really matter anymore. I mean, like, Christmas, we're not even doing anything for Christmas this year. Family-wise, we're not getting each other gifts. Save everybody money and stuff. We're adults, you know? There's not the wonder of Santa Claus or anything like that. You know, if they're buying me... the only thing I ever ask for Christmas anymore is button-up shirts and socks. I mean, it's basically just to save me a trip to the clothing store. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm okay with just not doing anything for Christmas. It's not a big holiday anymore. But, so that's what I've got to say about that. I guess that ends the Thanksgiving portion. Black Friday. You know, I don't understand waiting in lines and going super early to have to fight for things. But I don't know. I don't understand that. But anyway, I went on Friday, on Black Friday. I didn't go at night. Like, we waited till the day. But we went to one of the malls out here. One of the bigger malls. And I got a couple things, but, like, freaking teenagers dress me better than I dress myself, which is a little bit embarrassing. Like, because I went with a couple of, like, my old youth kids, and, they made me try on this nice, like, sweater thing. I guess it could be called a turtleneck, but it, like, unzips the turtleneck. Part unzips, so it's like it's a collar, and that's the only way I'm ever gonna wear it. But it's like I don't understand fashion, but it looked pretty good. It looked pretty good on me. I wore it the night that I bought it, and I went out. I got compliments from everyone in my family. I got compliments from all of my friends. I was like, I've never been complimented that much on one shirt. It was amazing. I have terrible fashion sense. I need to bring these kids with me every time I go shopping for clothes. And they'll actually, you know, look respectable in public. And then I also, one of the kids' moms works at the men's fragrance at the Macy's at the mall. So we went around there and I bought my first cologne. So that's pretty exciting. Never owned cologne before. I always just use like a Old Spice body spray or something. Which I'm becoming an adult, you know, becoming a man. It's Gucci Guilty Black or something. I don't know. It's just a bunch of words pushed together, but it smells really good. And I really like it a lot. So, that's just a fun fact about me. Something you guys didn't know about me. I've never owned cologne before. So, but now I smell pretty good most of the time. So, there you go. All right. Next thing on my little list here. Little saying that goes around this house is, you fly, I buy. And, it's one of my favorite things because I'll come home from work, I'll be hungry, but I'm like, I don't really want to drive anywhere, or I don't want to spend money, or I'll just see what's in the house or something, and I'll be playing on my computer or whatever, and my dad will walk in. This is one of the great things that has happened because of freaking Resident Evil Revelations, because that's all he plays, and he gets into it. It's his stress relief, so from the moment he wakes up, well, I guess from the moment he gets back from the gym until he goes to work, just Resident Evil Revelations. That's all he does. So, you know, I'll be hanging out in my room, playing on my computer or something. He'll walk in and be like, you fly out by. I'm like, all right, free lunch. And he never wants anything that's like more than 3 minutes away. We have a Carl's Jr., a Subway, Jack in the Box, Taco Bell, In-N-Out, all pretty close to us. So it's not like I have to drive very far. But so today, I get home from work and I'm like, I'm pretty hungry. I think I want to go to Taco Bell. I'll go home first because I gotta pee, and then I'll ask my dad if he wants anything from Taco Bell. So I go out in the living room and I'm sitting there looking on my phone. He's playing Resident Evil, and I just don't mention anything for a while, and then maybe 15-20 minutes of sitting there, he gets up and he's like, "You fly out by?" I'm like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Where do you want to go?" And lo and behold, Taco Bell. That's what he wants. So all I had to do, I wanted Taco Bell for lunch. All I had to do was sit out in the living room for 20 minutes, and he bought me Taco Bell. I feel a little bit bad about it, because I feel like maybe I used him a little bit. But I was going to buy him Taco Bell if he didn't say anything. But so I like that. I like that that's a thing that happens, to get free lunch. One of the good things about living at home, I haven't really grown up yet because I'm still at home. But then there's times when I don't pay rent. So all of my money can go to having a new car, which is where most of my money goes, is the car. I mean, it's not a new car now. It's what, almost 3 years old. But I own my own car and stuff like that. So it's I have money to buy nice things, and I have a good savings building up and stuff like that. So it's nice to live at home. You know, I'm not living paycheck to paycheck like some people, like some of my friends are. But and then sometimes people buy you free lunch. So you get another twofer for Nathan's advice of the week. Just live at home. If you live with your parents and you have a good enough relationship, just stay there. If you don't want to go anywhere, if you can go to like a college in your town or whatever, or get a good job, just live at home. Don't worry if people are like, "Oh, you still live at home?" They wish they lived at home. They wish. They don't know what they're missing. Okay, next topic. I got a book idea. Maybe not a book, but like a short story or something. I started writing it. I got like a couple paragraphs. It's pretty good. James said it was pretty good, and he didn't give me any notes, so I'm pretty proud of myself. Here's the basic premise. It's going to be about three kids. It's going to be first person narrated from one of the kids. The narrator has the ability to control fire, okay? His best friend can manipulate time. And then his other friend, which is also the love interest, what did I give her? Oh, she's got telekinesis. So, and then the bad guy's going to have like ice or whatever. I haven't fully thought out the entire plot. Right now I'm just basically writing about the first thing I have is it's going to open up and he's going to explain the first time that he found out about this power. But so basically I'm thinking he just has his mom. His dad's been dead since before he can remember. And I think like one of the big reveals is going to be that his father could also control fire, but like he got too full of himself or something, or like him and his friend, like, were like, oh, look, we have powers. We're going to be a superhero team. And then they got themselves killed because it's a more real world kind of a thing. So they're going to get, so that's how they died or something, or I don't know. But so he's going to find out that, and then his two best friends also have powers. So there's going to be a thing with that. And then I haven't decided if the villain is going to be like maybe it's like a government thing, or if it's like one, like another kid at the school, or if I go with his dad teamed up with his friend's dad or his friend's mom or something. I think I'm going to make his friend also has only one parent, like teamed up when they were, you know, young, had these kids, and they're like, oh, we're going to be superhero team. And then they got killed by an ice guy. And then you find out or whatever that ice guy is the same dude. Like the villain in the book is the same guy who killed their parent or something. I haven't fully figured it out, but I wrote a little bit of it and I think it's pretty good. If you want to read it, you can message me or something. I'll send it to you. I'm not afraid of that. I don't care about copyright or anything. It's probably, I'm going to write like a few more sentences and then probably forget about it for like 2 years. So it's not a big issue, but sometimes I just have ideas and I want to write things. And I haven't written any poems in a long time or any songs. I haven't really been inspired to do anything. I don't know. But I had this idea and I was like, let's try it out. And I started writing and I got a little bit done and I really enjoy what I've gotten so far. So we'll see where that goes. You know, maybe if I get more of it, I'll read it to you guys. But if you want, I mean, if you don't want, then that's cool. That's cool. You don't have to listen to that. Well, and then the last thing I got here is just Taco Bell. I really like Taco Bell, guys. If I had to choose, like, one fast food place that I could eat at, I'd probably choose Taco Bell. They're cheap. They always fill the spot, you know? When you're like, oh, man, I can really use something, and then you have Taco Bell, you're like, oh, man, that hit the spot. Taco Bell. Of course, there's always the, you know, explosive diarrhea that comes with that, but I could probably deal with that, because Taco Bell's pretty good. I really like the new steak stack thing. It's pretty good, but to be completely honest, when you put some sauce in there, and maybe some of the steak falls out, it looks a little bit like dog food, but I'm okay with that, because it tastes pretty good. So, I like Taco Bell. I don't know. I just wanted to say that. That part probably isn't interesting, but I like Taco Bell. Everybody likes Taco Bell. So, I kind of cheated a little bit and said that I used my Something You Don't Know About Me that I've never owned cologne before. So, we get to go ahead and skip that segment. So, things that I like, for one, Taco Bell. Number two, I like chocolate-covered pretzels. Those are pretty good. Which, in my last box from Snyder's of Hanover that I got, in the most recent one, I got some chocolate-covered pretzels, which I ate right before I went to sleep the other night. And let me tell you, I had some weird dreams. I was friends with Batman. But it wasn't like normal Batman. Batman lived with his grandma and then built the Batcave down some rickety flights of stairs. Real rickety flights. And then at some point, I wound up in a community pool. I save a girl from drowning. And then that girl, like, she, like, gets up. She's like, oh, thank you for saving me. And then she, like, goes to the bathroom. and she gets shot by some cops, and then those cops get killed by some monsters. I don't know, and then me and Batman fight the monsters or something. I didn't dream that part, but I dreamed the next part where we were like, okay, cool, glad that monster problem's taken care of. Like, my subconscious is just like, I don't really want to deal with this section of the dream. I'm going to skip ahead. And then so it got concluded somehow, and then I woke up. And then last night, I ate a Klondike bar before bed, which was... I'm willing to admit that wasn't a smart idea. I know you're not supposed to eat anything before bed, but especially not chocolate and or ice cream. But I did, and that was a weird one. I don't remember that one as well as I remember the other one, but something to do with aliens. I don't know. And work. Work seeps in there a lot. Like Batman's Batcave opened up into the back of my store. I don't know. And then the aliens were attacking, and but I still had to do my job at work while fighting off these aliens. I don't know. My subconscious is weird. And with things I like, Klondike bars, those are pretty good. I like walks. Went for a walk last night, walked up to the store, bought Klondike bars. That's what I did for a Klondike bar. What would you do for a Klondike bar? What would you do for a Klondike bar? I'd walk to the store and buy it with money that I earned with my own two hands is what I would do for it. I'm not going to do anything ridiculous or embarrassing. It's just stupid. Just buy it. If you got money, buy a Klondike bar. If you don't, go without a Klondike bar. They're not that amazing. I mean, they're pretty good, but I mean, not to just do embarrassing things and just buy the Klondike bar. I got a couple things that Brooks said. He tweeted a while ago. He said, if I got my ears pierced, I'd get a tattoo of an eagle wearing a crown on the side of my head. Number one, why does he have to get his ears pierced to then get that tattoo? I don't know why those are connected. But and then he goes on to say, if I don't get an eagle wearing a crown with an American flag trail, that was not part of the original tweet. He added that one on. I'm just going to get a crown all the way around my head tattooed. Now, why? Why would you do that? I mean, I guess he's aspiring to be, I guess, a professional rapper. I don't really know what Brooks wants to do with his life. But if he wants, like, a professional career, he can't be having just a crown tattooed on his head. That's going to be frowned upon, like if he goes to try and get an office job or something. I mean, I know we're not even allowed to have tattoos at my work. Like, if you have tattoos on your arms, you got to cover them up. Well, he's not going to get hired anywhere with a crown tattooed on his head. Maybe get some, maybe work somewhere for a while. You know, get pretty comfortable, get tenure. And then get the tattoo on your head. Because then they'll be like, what's up with the tattoo? And you're like, well, I've worked here for a long time. You know I'm reliable. And they're like, well, yeah, you are. Just maybe don't do that again. I don't know. Brooks is weird. So that's what Brooks, those things that Brooks has said. I'm guessing this episode's pretty close to done. Next week is probably going to be an episode with my dad. So there's that to look forward to. And then, today's the 3rd, next week will be the 10th, so yeah, not in 2 episodes from now, James will be back. Everyone's favorite episode, well, I don't know if it's everyone's favorite episode, but James from the politics and religion episodes will be, he's coming back from the academy, he's on leave for a couple weeks, so me and Max will sit down with him, and we'll get some good episodes in there, so you guys will be able to listen to James again, so if you guys have questions for him or want something for him to talk about, you guys can go ahead and tweet it at us or message the Facebook or whatever you want to do and get that in there. And then James could talk about it. Or if you just want to say that you like James, because James always likes some compliments. Because sometimes he has a low self-esteem and other times he thinks he's God. So he's really all over the place with that. Well, thank you for listening to What the Hell with Nathan Perrell. I know you've gotten a little bit used to having a couple other people on here. Haven't done a solo in a while. And it'll get right back to that. It's just everyone has weird schedules right now because of the holidays. So thanks for listening, and hopefully this wasn't the last episode you listened to. Goodbye. Blah.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.